And one more entertainment option to keep in mind. Tomorrow night, Second Street Live in downtown Fort Smith continues its policy of presenting an eclectic mix of some of the greatest musicians on the planet. Nilson Mata's Brazilian Voyage Trio will take the stage tomorrow night at 7:30. The trio has been to our part of the world before. They've played along the trail at Veterans Park in Fayetteville during the last two trail mix events as part of the Artisphere Festival. Nilson Mata, when not fronting this trio, has played with almost every living legend in jazz. And he's been on four Grammy Award-winning records with the likes of Nancy Wilson, Joe Henderson, and Yo-Yo Ma. He appeals to so many fellow musicians and so many fans because he embraces nearly the entire world's music in his catalog. Recently, he told Robert Ginsberg, host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz, that he grew up in Brazil in the late 1950s, a time when he says he could hear a wide variety of music on his radio.
When you turn on the radio, you put the radio on, and you can listen to Brazilian music. You can listen to Cuban music, you know, Paris Prado, boleros from Mexico. You can hear Frank Sinatra, American swing music, all kinds. Louis Armstrong, also Billie Holiday. They play those artists, you know, and Elvis and rock and roll or Little Richard. So you have those kinds in front of you. I used to say I'm lucky to be born in the 50s. At the same time in Brazil, the bossa nova explode. And so happy with together with jazz and bossa nova. So at the same time, I played the bass with my brother, André. So I was playing the bass in his group and play those songs. So it's a variety of styles and good styles, good music, good music. So you grow up, listen and learn those songs. You know, Tenderly, What's New, Just in Time. You get into the jazz. Even if you don't want to play that style, you play. Because when you get a gig, you have to play those Cuban music, you have to play boleros, sambas, and also American jazz, American stuff, songbook.
What influenced your decision to move to New York? That was in the mid-80s when you moved up there.
Of course, my dream. I had been in New York City, 1976, with popular singer in Brazil, Roberto Carlos, very famous, South America, strong man, strong singer, strong artist, very nice guy. And he took me to the Madison Square Garden in 1976 to do a show. For 1 week, we stayed in Manhattan. So after the show, we did a show, one night show, but we stayed 1 week. So I saw in the newspapers, Bill Evans at the Village Vanguard, George Coleman in the Village Gate, Gato Barbieri, Blue Note. So a lot of people. I said, man, this is the paradise. So what I did, I keep in mind that to one day to leave or come here to learn to see people play. And that's back to 1983, coming back from Japan. Brazil was changed completely, you know, and I said, I've got a little boring to restart something I already did with the singers and instrumental music over there. So I said, I invited my friend Romero Lubambo, the guitar player, to come to visit the United States. So why you don't go there and stay for 2 months and rent an apartment and go to the festival, meet people, see different possibilities. You know? When you got here, we travel. When you got here, make the story short, Romero got the invitation because he's a fantastic guitar, acoustic guitar player, and invitation to play at with Astro Gilberto. And Gato Barbieri saw me play, and Gato needs a new bass player. So that time he said, man, you want to play with Gato, want to do something? Or I said, man, I'm just visiting here, but I'd love to. So I play, and he hired me, and I got my work visa. Homero got his work visa, and the rest is history because we are here since.
And you're still working together, you and Homero.
We have a trio together, Trio de Paz.
Yeah.
And we record a lot of albums together. We just came from Europe, and now we are touring in Italy, in Germany. It was great. It's my brother. I love him.
From the time you moved to New York, you quickly became busy and you became the first call of a lot of great U.S. musicians. You played with Joe Henderson. You played with Gato Barbieri, as you mentioned, Slide Hampton, Paquito de Rivera, Herbie Mann, Paul Winter, and on and on and on.
I'm so happy to be able to play with those people. And, you know, and one thing connected another. For example, after Gato, I got this invitation for them to do the residency in Philadelphia with the piano player Don Pullen. It's 1 month doing composing and doing music together, making music together with different people, people from Africa, people from Brazil, and Don Pullen from America. So we started working, and we did one final concert. And Don fell in love for the music, for the whole thing. So that's my relationship with him starts. And besides make that music, we had some jam sessions and afterwards and playing jazz, playing all kinds of music. He said, "Well, man, you good. You want to play with me and we're going to tour it together?" I said, "Well, of course, let's do it." So I said, "Well, I learned a lot with him." It's you know, as you know, he's fantastic piano player, organ player, and also he plays inside and outside. So Don got everything.
Well, the current band that will be touring, your first date is on December 1st at Second Street Live in Fort Smith, which is a really great venue. It's dedicated to music, but it's dedicated to all kinds of music. They have singer-songwriters, they have R&B, they have jazz. This will be the first time they have a samba group, although last year they did have another great bassist. They had Esperanza Spalding down there, so they're not unfamiliar with great bass players, but you'll be playing there on December 1st, then shooting over to Little Rock to play the Argenta Theater there on the 2nd, and on the 3rd over to Tulsa for a date at the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame, and finally up to Columbia, Missouri to play for the We Always Swing Jazz Series. So this is going to be a trio. You'll be playing bass, of course, and why don't you tell me about the other members of the group on this tour?
Yeah, this tour I'm looking for, man. I'm very excited, and I think this is going to be great. And I'm going to have Vic Juris, the great guitar player, Vic Juris. We have been playing together. I invite him to some many different things. I play with his trio here in New York, and I have this versatility to play Brazilian music and turn into the jazz, bring the style of Brazil together with improvisation. So that's the main thing for me. When we combine the forces with the Brazilian music and jazz, so the improvisation with the syncopation, and Vicky can deliver this very easy. We continue to have a flute player also, which is a virtuoso flute player. Her name is Anne Drummond. You know her. You saw her play before, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, she was here with you for the two trips that you made here for the Walton Arts Center.
So we're going to do some chorinhos from Brazil. We're going to do composer Villa-Lobos. and play music of Villa-Lobos.
Yes.
We're going to do some originals of mine. Anne is going to bring some original song. And, you know, we're going to combine some forces and play some crazy things and good things in terms of rhythms, new things, new possibilities. It's going to be fun.
Nilson Mata's Brazilian Voyage Trio plays tomorrow night at 2nd Street Live in downtown Fayetteville. Doors open at 6:30. The music begins at 7:30. Nilson Mata talked with Robert Ginsberg, the host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz, heard every Friday night at 10 on KUAF. This is Ozarks at Large.